Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, gaming expert Howard Stutz joins us. He's the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program, as always, Howard Stutz. He is the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. A pleasure to have you on the program, sir, via Zoom.
Via Zoom. That's social distancing. Here we are. I'm in Vegas. You're in Reno.
All right, let's start out. Yes, you're in Las Vegas, and you're in Summerlin. What are your thoughts on where we are with this coronavirus and its effect on the community?
Effect on the community, it's changed our community entirely. I was watching, I live on a golf course, and I was noticing yesterday they were golfing, but they were a foursome in four golf carts. So, I mean, it's kind of spread out. Stores are closed. Nobody's really, the grocery stores are open, but it's the hours and you kind of it's limited. The scary thing is to see the Strip shut down. And I think the shocker was the first day when the casino shut down. I had a drive over to my daughter's house. She's over here at Summerlin also, drugged by the Red Rock and the sign up saying, closed. I mean, this is a casino. This is like one of the newest casinos in Vegas, 15 years, but closed, barriers in the drive, barriers on the entrances, so people couldn't drive in. So it's kind of it's kind of eerie, especially then when you look at the Strip and the photos from down there. It's lack of people. Jeff Scheid, a photographer from Vegas, posted a photo that he posted two photos in the same spot. I posted it on Twitter, on my Twitter feed. So it's in front of Bally's, from one of the pedestrian overpasses. And it was on like the 16th of March, and it was just jammed with people. 16th, 15th of March, jammed with people. And then a week later, and it's completely empty. So it's a very eerie sight when you see that.
One of the things that has been very bizarre about, and there's so many bizarre things, but one of the things that's been very bizarre was to read stories about, the burn rate for casinos, of how much liquidity they have and how long they can last. What was it like reading and writing those stories?
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, remember, there's no revenues, no cash flow coming in. Now, Macau, Wynn, Sands, and MGM are getting some revenues from Macau, but it's very little. They MGM pointed that out on Friday in a release they had about it. Macquarie Securities did an estimate of how long these casinos can last right now. I mean, it was shocking to see Penn National saying they can go maybe 6 months, before they run out of cash. So Penn National on this past weekend sold the Tropicana to GLPI, basically for rent credits. So that way they're not going to pay rent to GLPI, their REIT landlord, for 6 months, basically. And and then they will lease back the Tropicana, so the operations won't change. But then Penn National is also going to furlough about 26,000 employees nationwide, and they're going to. This is a company that's 41 casinos in 19 states, and they're going to be run basically by 800 people over the next few months until everything reopens again.
It's stunning. I was watching the Prime Minister of Singapore on Fareed Zakaria on CNN over the weekend, and he was saying tourism in Singapore is dead.
Yeah, it's dead. I mean, it's just got to be dead everywhere. And it's just Macau is still not coming back. When we're going to get gaming numbers, I'm not sure when the source just shows running, but the 31st of March on Tuesday, we're going to get gaming numbers out of Macau for March. I should say April 1st for March. They're still going to be down 85% from whatever they were, because there are still travel restrictions in place, in Macau and China, visa restrictions. So there's just, they're not getting the visitation that they thought they would get. And it's just very slow process. And that's what we're going to see here in the U.S. as these casino markets open up, especially in Las Vegas. It's going to be a very, very slow process for things to come back.
When you compare this to the shock of 9/11, and I remember going up to Harris Tahoe a couple of days after 9/11 and stunned to be in this giant buffet and nobody there. I mean, literally the staff outweighed the visitors there 30-1, and because there was only two of us and we were there on business. How do you compare 9/11 to what we're going through now?
Well, I wrote a commentary on this a week ago. I said this is worse than 9/11. By far worse than 9/11. When 9/11 happened, the travel, the airlines shut down. Remember, like 4 or 5 days, I think it was, the airlines were shut down. And when they reopened, people were still scared to travel. They didn't want to get on an airplane. So Las Vegas, a destination market like Las Vegas, suffered. I remember there was a move push on in Vegas, go out, locals support our strip casinos. We went out to dinner, at all the strip casinos. We were going out doing things. We're doing staycations at these properties. The regional markets, however, did very well during 9/11 because people stayed close to home. They still wanted to get out, so they went to dinner. Maybe it was a gambling thing. I don't know. But the regional markets did very well. This time, everything's shut down. I mean, we're shut down and we're told to stay home. So this is a catastrophe for this industry, a service industry, an entertainment industry like the gaming industry is, like no other. And it's going to take a while to come back, to rebound from all this. I mean, how quickly are people going to want to go out, even when the orders, the stay at home orders are lifted? How many people are going to want to go out? It's going to be very hard. It's going to be a slow process.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, because a lot of people are saying now, including David Chang in a major piece in the New York Times Magazine over the weekend, was writing about how this is going to change the food industry forever, that where takeout and take home delivery was coming over the next decade, and now it's arrived, boom, like that. And it's going to change the industry forever.
It's changing retail. I mean, the retail industry has been suffering anyway because people shopping online. Now these companies are offering even more online than they were before, just because of the fact that people are stuck at home. There's still delivery services. There's still home delivery. So you're able to, through Amazon or whatever. So the retail industry is adding more online. So yeah, the food industry, you can right now. That's all. A lot of these restaurants are trying to stay alive here down in Vegas. They're doing curbside pickup. They're doing delivery through Uber Eats or whatever people use. It is going to change a lot of it. I think we're going to see a big change, especially I think the gaming industry. We're going to see a big change. I think we're going to see a change in a lot of different industries, Sam.
Do you think that there's going to be a tremendous increase in online gaming in the short term, at least?
Well, right now it's illegal only in five states, and two of them haven't even launched yet, Michigan and West Virginia. New Jersey has seen a big jump. We know Pennsylvania numbers have been going up. The one online poker site in Nevada that's operating World Series of Poker, which usually sees a jump during the live tournament from May through July, is seeing like 45% more players right now. Now, Nevada could actually they don't have to go back to the legislature to legalize full online gaming. That could be an order signed by the Gaming Control Board to go ahead and do that. A lot of the companies here in Nevada have online gaming licenses, but they've never activated them. Many companies, they go back every 6 months and renew them, because they were just basically, at the time when we launched poker here in Nevada back in 2013, 2014, it was a very slow rollout, and there's not enough liquidity, not enough players in Nevada. Now, they tried to do a deal, you know, where they're joined in with Delaware and New Jersey to share players, share liquidity. So we've seen that on poker, but I think you're going to see, once this is all settled out, there's going to be maybe a push from different places to legalize online gaming, different states. And we may see a change here in Nevada, a change in idea on it, that maybe this is something that to go ahead and legalize it. And at the same time, though, you have to watch the problem gambling. I mean, there's a lot of ills, you know, ills to online gaming that has been brought up. But I think it could be something that we're going to see here in Nevada.
With the real estate investment trusts, there have been several people that have said to me over the past couple of years that real estate investment trusts are great if you want to get cash to be able to do lots of different things. But when the economy tanks, then you don't have the property to leverage against for loans. How do you see that playing out at this point?
It's going to be a work in progress. Right now, we just saw, as I said earlier, the Penn National deal. Penn still owned Tropicana, Las Vegas. So they've been trying to sell it. So they turned around and flipped it over to GLPI, which basically owns more than 30 of the Penn properties and has a couple different leases with Penn. So they went ahead and were able to flip it, be able to buy themselves some time, really, to, as we said earlier, liquidity, to lengthen out their time before they run out of cash. MGM still owns MGM Springfield. They could turn around and sell that. They would like to. I think City Center in Las Vegas is still 50-50. You know, MGM and Dubai World own the land, so that could be flipped. It is a challenge. I think that's something now that everybody's going to be going back and looking at. Does this operation real estate, you know, split, does it work? And right now, you know, the ones that seem to have the issues are the ones that don't own their own land. And so we'll see where this goes. You could be right. This could be a change.
With MGM, they were excited at having this huge amount of cash to be able to do future development, and especially for looking at Japan. Does this mean now that those funds are going to be diverted to keeping the company alive?
Well, that's what they kind of said in their statement last week, that they, because of the liquidity, because of flipping MGM Grand Las Vegas and Bellagio, and they paid down like $3.9 billion in debt. They have no debt that's due. They have a lot of cash from those deals that are sitting there. Then just over the last couple of days, Osaka, which is where MGM was looking to build an integrated resort, decided they're going to delay it by a year. They were originally hoping to have it open by 2025 in time for the World Fair or the World Expo that's going to be there. They've now delayed that for a year because of what's going on. I mean, you can't even track. I heard this morning on one of the news channels, Japan has blocked travel from the U.S. into Japan. So, so there's Japan is really on hold now. It's really going to be on hold. And I think that's one of the things for MGM. That's one item that's they can kick down the road. I mean, right now it's a matter of keeping things going here for the company going forward.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Stutz when we come back.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. So on 60 Minutes, last night as we're taping this, they did a story on New York being the epicenter of the coronavirus crisis and utilizing the Guard, the National Guard, utilizing the Jacob Javits Convention Center to set up as a regular hospital so that hospitals could move their patients from the regular hospital to the convention center and allow the ICUs to be open totally for coronavirus victims and potentially all on ventilators. Sheldon Adelson was a big proponent of helping industry and especially the gaming industry to get benefits, even though the company has said that they do not want any handouts from the government. Do you see at some point in the not too distant future, or have you heard any discussions about the National Guard utilizing the three mammoth plus convention centers that we have in Las Vegas to potentially help out if the hospitals start to look like they're going to be overwhelmed?
Well, that's a question I'd like to ask Governor Sisolak. And I think the Nevada Independent kind of asked him that question when they had an interview with him last week. He basically said that there's planning, there's talking ahead. Right now, I don't think Vegas is at the situation New York is in, but this is a governor who is looking to plan ahead. And that might be, where you have the Las Vegas Convention Center, the Sands Expo. I mean, there's all these properties have huge convention facilities. So you could see something in that sense. I think that's probably something that they're discussing. I mean, since the governor said he's talking to the Army, I think he said in the interview, he's talking to the Army Corps of Engineers, and they're looking ahead, at trying to designate areas where they could set up field hospitals or something. But yeah, obviously, that's a question I would like to ask if the convention center, if that's a thought process, use the convention center or the Sands Expo as a makeshift hospital in the time being.
I think we will both be sending emails to the governor's press secretary to see what kind of response we get on that. The gaming industry was in a lot of flux prior to the coronavirus. I mean, Jim Murren stepping down from MGM, and I was a little surprised by the comment he made, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically saying that it would be the next leader of MGM who would decide the direction of the company and which way it was going. And that kind of surprised me because it seemed like, and I think the market reacted to that, that was a strange thing to say.
The announcement in February was kind of a surprise, but then, a lot of people thought, well, maybe it's, what took so long, that there were some issues with the company in the last couple of years. It was very clear that Jim probably lost the board. And a lot of it being coming from the activist investment community. I mean, they made all these deals. They did all these cutbacks. They spent pretty much 2019 doing cutbacks. They made these deals, but the stock price never changed. Now, throw out the stock price now, because the whole gaming industry is completely in a wreck of the stock market. But at the time, back in January, February, the stock price never really changed. And I think he finally, 12 years is a long time to be CEO of one of these major companies, a big corporation. And he was a CEO that didn't have a large ownership stake. It's not Las Vegas Sands, where the largest shareholder is also the CEO. I mean, a controlling shareholder, 53% in the Adelson family. Jim didn't have any kind of stockholder. He was chairman, but he wasn't a controlling stockholder. And I think the announcement, he was taking the time of, you know, work through. I think the board wanted to work through to find the right person. But coronavirus, this whole epidemic exasperated everything and moved it forward, quickened it. Plus, Jim came up with the idea of heading this task force for the state of Nevada and approached the governor on it, and the timing was right. Now, Bill Hornbuckle has been with the company a long time. He's very capable, very well respected. So he will, you know, and plus they've separated out the chairmanship, named a new chairman. So he will do a good job. Bill will do a good job. But again, to your point, again, to your question, long way to response to get to that question. It is. Jim was stepping away. This is going to be a decision of a new CEO and the board. How do they want to move forward? Might it be forget about Japan altogether? Might they, as we saw with Eldorado and Caesars, might companies step aside on that? Might they look at selling some of their properties, changing around the market? I mean, that's going to be a decision now. That's completely in change now with what's gone on in the last few weeks with coronavirus. So we'll just see where MGM moves forward. Bill has the title of acting CEO. He will guide the company through this return, and then it'll be up to the board whether they want to take the acting title off or they want to do a different direction or what. But for right now, these are some city leadership in Bill Hornbuckle moving forward.
All right, let's take another break. More with Howard Stutz when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Stutz. He's the executive editor of CDC Gaming Reports. The construction industry got some grief last week about social distancing, but my thought is that there are major projects that need to be completed. The Las Vegas Convention Center, so that it's open in time for CES next year. The Raiders Stadium, for everything that goes along with that. It seems to me incredibly important to keep the construction industry going.
Well, yeah, and the governor, I think he called those as essential businesses, and they need to get those going. I mean, the Raiders are supposed to start play in August. Hopefully the NFL season will start on time. And obviously, like you said, the CES is scheduled to lock into that new wing of the convention center in January. So they really have to get these two projects done, and they're moving forward. Circa and Resorts World are moving forward, but they're new hotels, so we'll see what happens.
And the Drew is on hold, correct?
Drew's been totally on hold. They weren't even looking until 2022 anyway, probably for an opening.
Okay, last quick question here. We've got about 40 seconds, which is the Eldorado merger with Caesars, where Eldorado becomes the managing partner. Where do you think that is at this point?
It seems to be heading forward. What we're waiting for is the FTC to make a ruling on the antitrust issues on the deal. Eldorado has sold Mount Blue up in Tahoe. They sold a casino in Shreveport. They've eliminated all the antitrust issues. We're waiting for that. But the big ones, we're also waiting for Nevada, New Jersey, and Indiana regulators to approve it. So I don't know if they're going to hit their June timeline. It may go into, you know, beyond that before it gets finalized.
But it appears the funding is in place and ready to go.
The banks have already, you know, have the financing lined up. They don't want to see it close right now, or else they're stuck with this. And Eldorado doesn't want to see it end because they're looking at, you know, not happen, because they're looking at about more than $800 million payout to Caesars, a breakup fee. That could really hurt Eldorado if they don't pay that. So I think it's going to happen.
And that's where we have to leave it. Howard Stutz, thank you so much for doing this. I wish you were sitting here rather than by Zoom, but we'll take you any way we can. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.